I flip some papers. These urgent care dictation is for, today's date is 06/01/2023. Dictation is for Kimberly Warner. Warner spells W-A-R-N-E-R. Kimberly spells K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y. Date of birth is 09/10/1958. This is a 54-year-old female here with throat pain, period. Next paragraph, patient stated her son was tested positive for strep and came in contact with him and thinks she may be having the same thing too, period. Next paragraph, review of systems, patient reports runny nose. Next line scan, she indicated that she was recently seen for insect bite, which was infected, was using Ceptra and stated that it's not getting better. She says she thinks the infection is spreading, period, and is requesting a different antibiotic, period. Next paragraph. Patient reports painful swallowing. She denies chills, myalgia, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies increased temperature, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 143/86, pulse 101, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. Left forearm, insect bite with migrating erythema. Site is hot to touch, no fluctuance, no bleeding or discharge, period. She has full range of motion of her ankle and wrist. No discomfort or range of motion. Cap refill less than 2 seconds. Please take cap refill less than 2 seconds out. Sensation is normal, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Nose congested with clear discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph. Throat mildly injected. Tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. No exudate, uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, no palpable or tendon nodes, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations. The site of the bite was discussed above. All other extremities are normal, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute pharyngitis. Number 2 is acute rhinitis. Number 3 is cellulitis. Number 4 is infected insect bite, period. Patient was advised to stop Ceptra. I will start her on Keflax 250 milligrams. She will take 1 POTID for 10 days. Number 30. She was advised to continue the triamcinolone cream. She will be given Diflucan, 150 milligrams. She will take 1 POA in case she gets a yeast infection. She indicated that when she takes multiple antibiotics, she does get yeast infection. Next medication, XYZ mouthwash, number 60 mils. She will gargle 15 mils every morning until gone. She was advised to increase fluids, to come back for clinic if forced, go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient was given a work excuse to return to work on Monday. End of dictation.